Are you got move? 現代はさながら戦国、誰が勝ち抜ける、かき分けられてしまった。
ごめんよ、女子どこにあるよ、どう使う禁断の果実なと。
See, people are already coming in. We are live.
Yep, live.
You motherfucker straight up said, hello there.
I wonder if Roman's going to hop in and bitch about being at work like always.
Well, you got to understand.
Yes, fruity.
When you have to watch the Sentai review at work and get paid for it, it's bullshit.
Yeah, it's especially bullshit when the motherfucker keeps me up until midnight. I have an hour drive over. Because I moved!
Oh, man, it's so good. What's going on, people?
I love him, though, but goddamn.
We are on Kamen Rider Gaim today. Gaim,
whatever.
Whatever.
The fucking fruity bats, whatever.
This motherfucker.
Seriously, it took me so many fucking months to get these pictures together. Guess what? It might take me fucking months to get the next wave of riders together at that rate.
That's
good.
Fun.
Good. Well, remember, once we finish Riders, it's... I apologize. Once we finish Riders, it will be time to get lost.
In?
The galaxy.
Yep. Because it can't be lost in space. It's already copywritten.
And boy, will we have... I'm telling you... The first opening day, just expect a hell of a conversation right off the bat from day
Starship
one,
Troopers.
Second one. No, it's not just that. Yeah, that's production talk. We have to talk. Our job when we break down the episodes is to analyze the universe as if it was a real thing. The Z-Wave cut through the universe.
Yep.
An awful lot of bad guys in
That's
this
because
universe.
Those bad guys were in a lost galaxy.
I'm actually going to be talking a lot about that. I'm going to talk about what I think those Z-Sabers are. The Sabers. The
Quasar.
The Quasar, yes. You can tell how long it's been.
Right.
But that's the reason I don't watch the material until literally when we review it, so it's in my head.
Power
sharp.
Ranger stuff I usually remember a lot.
But so, we're gonna have to talk the shit out of that. We have to talk about what those sabers are, why these Power Rangers didn't seem to exist, why Zordon seemed to have no knowledge of them, what the Z-Wave actually affected, where we are, why we are, how we are, who this bad... Like, it's going to be... That first episode is going to be like an hour-long fucking talk. I promise you. There's no doubt in my mind.
All I know is I'm glad I finally have internet, so that way then I can pull up Netflix... on my PlayStation, and watch Power Rangers on my TV, instead of, hold on, let me try to, okay, now I gotta pause this on my phone, let me open up my notepad, write a note, now let me go back.
Awesome.
And spend 8 times longer than you fuckers watching the season.
I got the DVDs.
Yep.
I have Netflix on every device, so.
Right, well. Same.
I apologize. I do. I was setting everything up. It's a new computer, new screen, new operation system, everything. So trying to figure out how to get everything set so that we could go live and everything today was a nightmare. Here we are, though. So, whew.
I hope you guys are ready for a long episode.
Yeah, I saw that fucking folder.
Yeah, we saw it last time, too. It's kind of the reason why it is. We're like, oh, shit.
Shit, I remember. I gotta go.
I understand.
Well, there's no Nick's fat ass blocking the door, so I guess you can.
I can't escape.
But then you're going to let in a puppy, and you're going to have to spend time with your wife and my fiance and Bill's daughter, who's playing Fortnite and screaming about Fortnite because she's getting shot in Fortnite. And did I mention Fortnite? Not sponsored by Fortnite. Where's my money, Fortnite?
Yeah, she told me. She told me that she was playing Fortnite.
Fucking
I don't
Fortnite.
Want to be sponsored by Fortnite.
I don't either, but they got all that money.
They do. They really do, and I still don't want
I'm still waiting for the day that game fucking crashes to the ground and 800 people are like, what the fuck do I do with my life now?
Okay, well, I guess let's go around the room because we got a lot to fucking see today.
Right.
Reploid Bill, William Bush.
Seth Lovell Saria.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
Bye, chat. I need a calculator because I feel like it's going to be a lot of low scores that I'm going to have to actually calculate.
All right, Shane, Kamen Rider Baron, but Baron, what the fuck? It, Genesis.
Baron.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't look, so.
Oh, you didn't. Yeah.
Don't worry, there's like six folders in this one folder.
Here we go. This is Kamen Rider Baron Genesis Driver Lemon Energy. Lemon Energy?
Fruity Riders.
Actually, because we're on a new system, I can just fuck there. There he is.
Yeah, he's looking pretty fruity.
Well, evidently, this is what lemon energy looks like, Shane. The power of lemons.
I feel like these guys like are sponsored by like some kind of energy drink.
No. No, they're powered by an old website called Lemon Party. Don't Google that.
Don't Google that.
Do not Google that. Coppa be damned, but don't Google that.
Don't do it, Shane.
Don't go to Lemon Party.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Curiosity's going to kill me.
Look, the only time Lemon Party is okay is if you're watching AMV Hell. That's it. Because you see it and you go, oh, fuck. And then they troll your ass and you're like, okay, that's fine. But don't go to Lemon Party. There's a reason.
Does he have lemons on the side of his head?
They're called headphones.
And now you said that, the only thing I could think of is fucking Spaceballs when Vespa pulls up the Leia cinnamon buns in their headphones.
So he's getting down to Beats by Dre right now?
The lemon-flavored ones.
I mean, his shoulder.
Are we sure that's not a lemon? Right there. On his right there. And that's a lemon.
Yeah.
They're lemons. They're literally lemons. This guy's actual fucking gimmick
is
that he's fucking covered with lemons.
Yes. Which means you could squish him and make not
so
lemonade.
Good, Bill.
Oh, my God, dude. This is the first fucking guy.
Yes, I know.
Second fucking picture of the show, and I am disappointed.
Wait, what? What? You technical difficulty?
But, Bill, don't you see? He's wearing a George Washington wig.
Okay, I'm giving this motherfucker... No, lemons is dumb. This is a one. I don't give a fuck about anything else in his entire gimmick or look. One. Fuck this guy.
1.5.
Zero.
Okay.
Fuck.
He's got Beats by Dre. I can respect that. Gotta listen to some music while you're fighting.
Backwards Gundam antenna.
Yep.
Yep. For better signal.
Yep.
I like the red and silver.
But Shane, do you like his George Washington wig on the side of his neck?
I saw that.
I saw that shit too. What the fuck? We just started.
But Shane, he's red and yellow, like Proto Man.
And Hulk Hogan.
And Zero. Which, I did actually have enough, so I was able to pick up that Zero collection on the Switch. I'm so glad I did, because they actually added an easy mode.
Oh, they did the same thing with the DS version, where it's, you don't have to go through the entire game in three lives. I did see that.
Ronan, I make no promises.
Although, don't get me wrong, I'm not using the...
He's like, guys, please do not nuke this series. Do not give it zeros. I make no promises.
Yeah, that's true.
We just started with fucking lemons.
He gets a two.
Okay, we done with
just because Shane doesn't want to see him again.
You gave him a Christmas present there,
right?
We're done with this guy.
He's a 1.125, so 1.13. Moving the fuck on.
Okay, let's. Oh, God damn it!
Yeah.
Let's talk about Melon Energy.
Those are limes! And that's just a toy, and we don't rate just toys.
This is a toy. We're moving on from him. Okay, Peach Energy, Shane.
That's another toy.
That's
we don't
another
do toys.
Toy. Okay, well, you guys got to see it, okay? Were you very excited? Did it excite your emotions? Get the fuck out of here.
They technically get the same score.
Lord Baron? Baron? Whoa, this dude's fucking sweet.
Yeah, something tells me he's a villain, though.
Is he a villain? Let's figure that out.
I'm guessing it's going to be
he
a villain
form. He
looks
very villainy.
Yeah, I'm curious
cool
myself.
Shit, but he also looks villain.
He does look really fucking cool.
Or at least, like, negative energy type of shit.
I'm just waiting.
Monster form.
Monster form?
That's what Monster Super Wiki says. Dude, I love the pants. Who the fuck does that remind me of?
Jack? MC Hammer?
No. There's a wrestler who wears fucking pants kind of like that. Huh?
Muda?
Maybe.
Tajiri?
Yeah, they are kind of Tajiri pants, but he also did kind of get that from Muda.
Kind of reminds
over
me of Jekt, in a way.
Well, yeah.
Are we calling him Monster and moving on?
Yeah, we're going to call him Monster and move on. He's sweet as fuck, though.
He is.
He would definitely win.
Okay, Sengoku Driver. Other? Yep. Oh, my God.
Yep. Like I said, months.
This is straight up motherfucking ass.
Yep, motherfucking ass bullshit.
Welcome to Toy Show.
Ichigo.
Okay, so he's a strawberry. And?
He is a fucking strawberry.
Well, that's what Ichigo is in fucking Japanese, a strawberry.
Can you zoom up a little bit more on his helmet, please?
Well, he at least got rid of the George Washington wig. Bill, zoom in the eyes!
I don't... This is not that program.
Yeah, even I had to refine that program.
Yeah, that's true. You don't have
This is a whole new computer and everything.
It's Windows 10 now.
I even had to go download the fonts that I normally use because the computer didn't come with those fonts.
Nice.
He does have knives.
I actually like this armor better than the
last
one.
He has giant kunai that are completely pointless.
They're
other than
strawberry kunai.
Oh
my God.
I give this guy a 2.
This guy's amazing.
He gets a 2. Yeah, he's...
Let's just keep it at a 2.
I just don't like
I
this...
Yeah, I agree to that, so I ain't even got a basic math. He's a 2, he's winning.
I don't like this theme.
Way
this
to go,
scares
strawberry.
Me. Kiwi time.
Kiwi.
Oh, this theme is awful.
So good.
No, it's not so good.
Look at his head.
I see his dumb head. I see his dumbass head.
You remember that? Okay, you remember in Jurassic Park? I can't remember the dude. The dude who was driving away with
the fat guy.
Yes.
With the fucking,
remember that dinosaur? That
Dennis Nedry.
Yes.
Remember that dinosaur that got into his truck?
To me.
And it had that. He's like. He was, like, talking to it all nice, like, oh, hey, that little guy, how about you go on and get out of here?
See the stick? Stick, stupid. Fetch the stick, boy.
And then it fucking goes,
he says, no wonder you're extinct. I'm going to run you over when I come back down. Famous last words.
Yep.
And then that thing's fucking neck folds come out, and it makes like a...
I can ruin that scene for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. Watch the side of the screen. You can actually see the guy pull the strings that bring those out on the side of the dinosaur's neck. He's accidentally in fucking frame, and you could see him pull the wire, and you could see those things open. And after you've seen it, you'll never unsee it. That scene is ruined. It's just like when Batman turns around and then his belt falls down.
Yep.
You'll see it for the rest of your fucking life. It's like that guy that is accidentally, strangely in the Power Rangers dinosaur fight. Yep. Hat Man. It's like that dude that's in the Ninja Turtles.
Uh-huh.
Hat Man. I don't know where he is or why he keeps showing up.
Or like in The Pest when they had actual fucking people just walking down Venice Beach. And three of them look up at the camera and start flashing gang signs and waving.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a thing too. When that kid at the end of Back to the Future 3 points at his dick and then... And then strangely and slowly nods like, that's right, I did that.
And they strangely and slowly zoom in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that once you notice them, Shane, they're there forever.
Yep.
You have to show me that scene in Jurassic Park. I never paid attention.
Yeah, it's there. Yeah, it's there. Crazy.
Just like the dude's bulge is right there, too.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, man, he is, yeah.
Well,
his melon's popping out.
I like his kiwi weapon.
That's what I was laughing at.
He's got a sharp disc of kiwiness.
Dude, this theme is so dumb.
So anyway, what? I gave him a one.
This guy's great. He's going to get a five.
One.
Yeah, one.
I'm just joking.
I'm not a big fan of this.
Oh, hey, look at that. We're all in agreement. It's a one.
Look, guys, we haven't given him zeros yet.
Okay, here's the thing.
Scott.
I don't like the theme. Their look, if I'm being completely honest, their look is not as awful as some of the other stuff. Like, you could argue the helmet is cool. You could argue the leg armor and shit like that is cool. You could argue the arms and the inner weave here on the stomach and everything. He's fine.
Right.
His theme really fucking ruins him. Melons and strawberries and kiwis and lemons and so fucking dumb.
One.
We've got more fruits to go through, though.
Oh.
And you didn't say the name of this guy.
Let's assume it's pineapple.
I can make it easy. It's carrot cake.
Kiwi Captain America.
Sure. I'm fine with that. That's what he is.
All right. So
cool. One.
Well, the shield.
The shield is a standard knight shield. It's decent. It's fine.
It's got kiwi seeds on
it. But it's got kiwi seeds all over it, and that's fucking dumb.
Yep.
Until
it looks kind of like one of those magic eye posters. The more I stare at him, like I'm waiting.
That makes him so much better.
It does. Because I see a sailboat.
Give this guy,
it's a schooner, stupid head.
Give this guy a 2.
Oh, motherfucker,
point
now I actually have to.
5.
You dumb bastard. It's not a sailboat. It's a schooner.
Schooner is a sailboat. I'm going to kill the fucking Easter Bunny. Oh, I love that movie.
Fuck this guy. He's a fucking 1.
Okay, so
dropping them ones right now just to get to something I want to look at.
1.375, so a 1.38. Moving the fuck on.
Right, Yorori mode. Okay. That's heavy CGI, and I'm going to assume it's used for quick scenes or it's some sort of promotional thing.
No, there's numerous ones where these writers have these big old CGI tank.
Maybe this is like
armors.
Big CGI moment things, almost like their mecha suit things, like where they kind of transform into something, do some attacks, and then that's the
it
end
looks
of
like
it.
It's like they fucking repurposed like a Gundam frame. Like somebody was like, shit, we need to do something. Here's $20. Go down, buy like 20 Gunpla and come back. Like, just get some shitty Gunpla. We're just going to make something.
He's a watermelon. He's a watermelon.
Well, yeah, but... Oh, never mind. I'm saying, if you look at the fucking fingers, he's got like the cannon fingers for like a shitty Zaku and like...
Zero.
I don't know. I'd give it a 1.
He's a watermelon.
That's the only reason he gets the 1. I love watermelon.
Yeah, I love watermelon. He can have a 1. Oh, my God,
dude. I got
me
some watermelon drink last night.
Watermelon is good. Give him a 2.
This is so...
Hey, look at that. We're back to even. He's a 1 overall. Moving on.
Oh, now we're going down to Ryder. Oh, fuck me.
Wait, didn't we already do Denno?
No. There's Denno. You think he's cherries?
I think, but I might be wrong.
For the person asking if the person picking the pictures can use better pictures, blame fucking Google.
This is so bad. Would better pictures really help this?
No.
I mean, come on, guys. He's fucking fruits. This is an awful theme. I don't care if he's the coolest fucking show ever. It's like trying to convince me that My Little Pony looks awesome. I don't care what your fucking storyline is or how many bronies get on board with it. They're still fucking cute ponies. I don't give a fuck. We're done with this. Give this guy a one. Let's move the fuck on from him.
Well, considering it's a video game form, I don't know if we should really count it.
Okay, fuck him. We're going to O's.
Okay.
All right.
It's not bad for one.
This is the first time I can look at this dude without that stupid gimmick and actually
I really like his sword. The sword is really cool.
That is a decent sword.
The shield, obviously. The
sword looks like something out of Star Ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His shield is, it's not quite the same, but it's kind of like the shield that the green and white ranger wear, or the gold ranger.
Well, yeah, that's because this dude, as far as I could tell, he's like a fusion type of guy. Because, like, Denno, like I said, I think we've already looked at Denno before, Kamen Rider Denno.
Yep.
And this is Kamen Rider O's. So he's kind of like taking their shit.
I think this one is.
I
think this is a movie exclusive.
Are we rating him?
he's real, so yes.
Okay.
I'll give him a 3.5. I mean, I'm kind of down with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Same.
Yeah, let's create a standard. 3.5.
2.
Because he's not awful. Especially after all the fruit I just saw.
3.125, so 3.13. Damn, so close.
Sorry, but I'm going to be a bit sour for these fruits.
Going to Wizard.
Since I had to, I had to find all of them.
Sour fruit.
it's don't be so sour, Kraut.
Yes, another video game.
Fist bump that.
I did.
Yeah.
So good.
I would have left him hanging, but I would have felt like a dick.
I see he has a card.
He does have a card. It's very exciting. What's this guy get?
Be honest with you, he doesn't actually look all that bad, considering what you've been seeing.
I mean, he looks
it's a game form.
Basic, but I mean,
I like his chest area better than I like the last
apparently
dude.
This is game-only form.
Okay, moving on.
It's a shame, too, because it was a better looking
form. It was, actually. Right. It was pretty good, actually.
Time to go to Ringo.
Ooh.
That looks like a bad guy form.
Please don't be a bad
Please
guy.
Don't be a bad guy form. This guy could finally get a fucking score.
Right.
We're going to wait a second. Let that chat tell us something. Please don't be a bad guy. Apple form. He's an apple, huh? Oh, man, now I see it. He is an apple.
Yeah, but to be honest with
you, he is cool looking.
But he looks bad. He looks like a bad guy.
In terms of bad, do you mean Power Glove or Michael Jackson?
Because
it's so bad.
Which one is good?
Jackson, technically. Well, no, because he's still bad, but eh.
And dead.
Well, but there's an... Anyway.
Moving
on!
4.
You know what? 4. He does look cool. Even with this stupid fruit gimmick, he does look cool. I like that the sword sits in the shield. I like that design I always have with these type of things. I don't hate the way that they got creative with the spikes and things like that. And his chest armor looks decent. He's fine. Compared to the other shit that I have just viewed, he's the most viewable.
He also looks more like a knight than the others.
Yes.
Right.
He
looks neat.
Not only that, but the chat did say that they start to get more samurai-ish.
Yeah.
Which is always good.
Okay.
4.
So far.
Oh, hey, look at that. He's 4. He's winning.
I actually gave a guy a good rating.
Oh,
yay.
That's because he actually looks cool.
Okay, let's... Standard banana.
Yes!
Sorry if that got loud for anybody.
I almost don't even want to click on
click
this
it.
Shit.
It's not as bad as you thought.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not as bad as I thought. You are right. Man.
Is there a picture of the rest of them?
There's something about hearing standard banana that makes me think about these...
I think I got a full one of each of them,
scary
so.
Things that walk down the stairs in pajamas.
Right.
Bananas in pajamas.
It's terrifying.
Right.
Next.
See, that's not bad, actually.
Yeah.
He has a lance.
He has a banana lance.
That's a, yep. Yeah.
poke, poke, poke,
it's
poke,
appealing.
Poke, poke, poke,
it's
poke,
appealing.
Banana Lance. Poke, poke, and poke, and poke.
This guy's going to get a... He's not as cool as the other guy, so I'm going to drop it a little bit. I'm going to give it a 3.8. Because he's actually not that bad. The yellow works.
Yeah, he's... You know what?
And believe it or not, if he didn't have this...
Still think this theme is dumb.
It's a dumb theme, but...
But it seems like somehow they're slowly making this work.
Yeah. That or we've adjusted to the crap factor. But
oh, that's he could be very right. We could be adjusting to how ass this is.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, the base form itself, like you said, looks okay. It's all the extra shit. But
yeah.
This one, at least for the extra shit, I'll agree. It looks good. So,
okay, so
to make the basic math a little bit easier,
his basic form might come out. His basic form might very well come out a solid 4,
right.
Because I could see that I like the gauntlets, I like the legs, I like this interwove right here, I like all the
right.
silver that's underneath here, I like
right.
his helmet. I could tell that everything basic on him is something that I give a
okay.
shit about.
There are
right.
two things: his henshin form, the device he uses to transform. Is a padlock.
Okay.
That's pretty interesting.
We've seen
but
dumber shit.
His finishing move is he pierces the ground and bananas pop up and impale the enemy.
Thank God I didn't see that.
Right.
But now you heard it. And
thank
now
God
the
I
curiosity.
Didn't see it. It doesn't go into my scoring.
Aww.
This guy can stand at a 4. I'm liking these. I like when they're able to twist this into a knight look.
Considering that we're supposed to be basing these off of an image.
Well, yeah, that's what it is.
And
right
not just, well,
here's what happens in the
yeah.
show.
Yeah. You're going to hear that. We're dealing with an over 70, like it's like a 70-year legacy.
Right.
Like there's no way we're not going to hear stuff. We've reviewed guys going all the way back to the 1930s. Like, I don't know. Here's the thing. I don't openly view anything, and if people post information, I usually skim right by it, but I mean, you can't. It's
right.
the internet and the age of information in a fandom that is way bigger than we'll ever be. Like, we can't avoid spoilers. People are passionate about this material.
3.2.
They want you to know and understand it.
Ain't nothing wrong with being passionate. I'm passionate about the stuff I'm into.
Right. Let's go check out a mango.
3.8.
Oh my
for
god!
The banana.
Yes. Does he have a cape?
Yes, he has.
And his
a cape.
Horns. His horns went from
is
sticking
it a cape
up,
or is it just hanging off that one side?
Regardless, it's cool.
I'm guessing a cape.
Freaking
it could
mango
be like
horns.
The tails of like a coat type of a thing. No, I think that's it. Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of a cape.
You know what? This one doesn't look too bad.
Yeah.
Think he's fine?
Yeah,
I don't have a problem
right.
with him. He doesn't look that bad.
I like the Diablo horns, to be fair.
I was thinking that, too. The mango horns.
Yeah.
Mango is a delicious fruit, so...
3.
I'm going to go...
You going to base your score on taste now?
Dude, we've been talking about fruit. I'm kind of hungry.
I haven't eaten anything since a pizza last night.
I'm
going to
give this guy a 3.9.
3.5. I'll settle that.
Yeah, I'll go 3.6, and then we just divide that out. So he's a 3.5 even.
We have finished the first folder.
Woo! 20,000 more to go!
Kamen Rider Black Baron.
I swear to God, I only half looked at that. I thought it said black bacon. I was like, what?
I did too. When I first saw it, I was like, black
they keep
bacon?
Going with
black bacon.
I kind of wish it was black bacon now.
So he's the banana guy, but black.
Oh,
fuck. Black works better, in my opinion.
Ooh, yeah.
That actually looks cool.
That's because black, gold, and silver go well together.
Dude, I think I'm going to give this guy a 4.3.
Yeah, I'll move up to that too.
Evil.
The black is
Wait,
cooler than the red. Oh, he's a bad guy?
Oh.
That's okay. Let's move
on
from
here.
Well,
then it's a good thing I didn't get too far.
Well, Kamen Rider Bravo Dorian. Oh, look at that guy.
He's a cactus man.
He's a cactus man. Cactus man!
He's a cactus block.
Evil! Evil!
Dude.
Okay. No, the previous guy was.
He looks kind of cool.
You think he's got a few points?
But he looks like a prick. I'm funny. Laugh.
I would, but I'm trying to take all this in and actually pass judgment here.
3.2. I think that's where I'm sitting with him right now. He's got like a Dark Knight thing to him. Almost like if you were to go into like a game like, say, ESO and make a drow, and then you get further up into the Dark Knight setting, you start to get the spiky armors and shit like that. That's what he looks like to me.
4.
I don't know. To me, like, I think it might just be because of, like, the purples hanging off in, like, random places. To me, he looks like a mixture of, like, Ivy, Cervantes because of the double sword, and then, like, Nightmare because of all the fucking spikes everywhere. But I don't know. I'm down with the way that this actually looks fucking
sweet.
Chat
says he's based off Roman Gladiator.
I could see it, too. And especially considering the fact that the swords that he has actually has the fucking handguards that go all the way down. So if somebody gets up on him and he can't swing a sword, he can punch you in the face and, like, rape your face hole with spikes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I won't attest to his practicality, but I'll say that in his practicality, if that's what we're going to go on right here, all his spikes and everything get in the way of his movement.
Only slightly.
If they weren't made of rubber, this guy would not move well. He looks like he has free arms, but anybody swinging literally down at his head, he's at a disadvantage. He cannot lift his arms to block properly, because if this was all metal,
right,
that's good to
it wouldn't bend and move, so he could do that.
He's big, this guy.
Somebody coming from the side, upper right or upper left, he's fucking dead.
You would think this guy looks evil, but he's not evil. He's basically what happened to the Green Ranger. He was tricked to be evil for a while, but then he became a good guy.
But I'm not grading on his practicality.
Right.
3.2 is where I am.
We're a beauty pageant.
Yeah, we're a beauty pageant, and based off beauty pageant, 4.5.
Okay.
I like this guy.
He looks neat.
So, altogether, he's a 3.18 after rounding up for the 1.75.
Dan Hibiki.
Woo! Is that literally what it was called?
Hibiki.
Yeah, Kamen Rider Hibiki.
Alright, so he's lame.
Welcome to the Kamen Rider Hibiki show, talking all things Kamen Rider Hibiki. I'm Kamen Rider Hibiki. Special guest is going to be Kamen Rider Hibiki.
He's only going to have one guy listening to his show.
Yeah.
And it's a video game form, so.
Oh, it is?
Okay. Okay, fair enough.
It's not bad looking. I've seen far, far worse.
Right?
Oh, have you?
Oh, yes.
Jimber Melon.
Oh, please don't tell me that's a villain, because that's kind of cool.
I have a feeling that's a monster form.
Yeah.
Another game form? Wait.
No.
Nope.
Oh, I'm waiting.
All right, now they've caught up with what we're seeing.
Doop-a-doop-doop.
And, it is a...
Well, if we end up...
Toy.
He's a toy. What the
this
fuck?
This guy was a veteran soldier.
He looks evil.
That guy
figure
looks
form.
Like a real thing.
Villain, yes or no, is all we're asking.
I don't think he's...
Toy. A lot of people are saying toy. Figure.
That's plastic?
Next to a fire?
If so, this is a damn good toy picture.
He was never in the show.
Well, somebody cosplayed the fuck out of him, because that looks like a real person.
Right?
Unless that's just a really detailed figure.
Maybe it is. I'm trying to look for... Well, okay,
figure
hold on.
Arts promo.
Not villain. He's not a villain, so...
Looking down here at his leg, I wonder if that could... I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's doesn't look like a toy to me. Like, I'm looking at his glove here.
Apparently it's artwork to promote the toy series.
Okay. All right, that would make sense to me then. Let's move on from him. He was neat.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying it's artwork as well, so... Yeah, he was cool.
Next up
is... Bujin Gaim or whatever. Okay.
Looks like he's got lipstick on. Oh, no, it's an opening. Couldn't tell from that. Ooh, that's a very samurai-esque.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Hold on. My old lady's texting me because apparently everybody went to go run errands with your wife.
What are you thinking?
Okay, there we go.
Well, themes actually can help. And it seems like, I mean, I know it's still the fruit thing, but since he's blatantly a freaking samurai, the helmet gives it away, the shoulders give it away.
Yeah, chest gives it away, too.
Evil alternate form.
Moving on.
No. Well, poop.
Why is it? Maybe let's just rate the villains.
Duke. All the Genesis villains? Drive. Oh, my God. Back to Lemon Energy.
Yeah. His helmet got cooler. He's got a crown, it looks like. He's got a bow.
That guy's cool, huh?
Actually, the colors actually are better. Believe it or not, he looks better in this form.
Maybe I just don't like lemons.
It's not your favorite fruit.
I don't know.
I'm going to stick... okay, the last guy I gave like a 2, I believe. This guy's going to get a hefty jump.
Again?
I like arrows and shit. You know that, but this...
Again?
A villain?
Fuck. What, is everybody claiming that this dude is also villain form?
Is he? We might start rating these guys anyway. What's up?
I don't know. He's trying to watch chat and forgetting that chat is on like an 8-hour delay, so...
No, it's there should be a 15-second lag time behind
us. Right, but that's what I mean. So it's hard to tell... Because some people as well, depending on when they get in, they might also be like a minute or two back, because depending on their phone and their internet connection.
According to Chad, that's the only problem with live streaming. This guy's the big bad.
He's the main enemy?
So Blue Lemon Man is the main enemy.
Until they took the role from him, he was the bad guy until another bad guy showed up.
He killed by Lord Baron.
Okay, so this sounds like what this
show... He started off as the big bad guy. And
so far, I've heard that twice.
Okay. And
so then, that must mean a lot of these guys came in enemies type of thing.
He is a villain, but he's also a writer.
Okay. Should we rate him? Let's just do it.
Yeah.
If he's still a writer, let's just go ahead and rate him. And if we have to put him into the villain block by the time we ever get there...
Okay, according to this guy, you guys can rate him. There were no real big bads in this series.
So I was right. It's just a bunch of guys that kind of come in, and rival
yes,
sense, enemy sense.
The guy with the same the guy who has almost the same name as me, his name, says he is a writer. So
rate that guy.
He gets a 4.4.
I'm going to stick down to the 3. I'm not going to hit him like I did the first Lemon Guy. First Lemon Guy really threw me for a loop. I really don't like this theme.
Yeah,
but
I'm
you're right.
3-5.
Now I'm at the point where I'm adjusting to the crap factor of their gimmick.
Told you.
Okay. So while there might not be any big bads, there are evil writers.
Okay.
This is
if they're actual evil, let us know. Otherwise, we're just going to start rating motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Because it seems like
otherwise, we'll be skipping. Yeah, we're not.
Yeah, because of this stuff, it's like, this is why we skip so many people, because people were saying, look, villain, villain, evil, villain,
well,
monster.
Look,
yeah.
In order to go into this blind, it is hard to know what to get, when to get, why to get, because we don't know. And if we didn't go in blind, it would affect the way the show works. When we review a show, it is a very different thing than when we look at the costumes. We like to be addressed by the costumes day one as if it was just coming down the road and we'd never seen it, so we can actually talk about its gimmicks.
But we can't exactly do that with these, since people know and stuff.
That's the truth for everything in fandom.
But
we are still seeing them for the first time. Look, there's a difference between... Here's the truth of it. You guys like the way the Green Ranger looks? This is a legitimate question, because I'm gonna tell you something. That if we were getting the pictures, this is a real thing. If we were getting pictures of Mighty Morphin today and none of us had ever seen it, you would see the Green Ranger and you would say, holy fuck, that's cool, right? But you know who else you would see? And we wouldn't have knowledge of why. There would be two other S.H.I.E.L.D. characters in the series.
Mm-hmm.
Black and Red.
There would also be two different versions of Green as well.
And if we did that, if we
shield
was
no
if
shield.
There was a black, red,
and
green
third one,
S.H.I.E.L.D. version.
With a stupid stripe silver thing.
Let's
on
say it's the first time you've ever fucking seen it. You've never seen those images, because right now you're under the impression you automatically pick green. I don't know if you would. Shane, I'm going to tell you right now. If we attacked those pictures like we do everything else in our show, you would have picked Jason as your favorite. Because he's red, has the shield, and is kind of like a dragon guy.
Makes it weird, isn't it? Yep. My favorite color is red, but my favorite Mighty Morphin is is green.
But that's the reason we go into these pictures blind without knowing the source material, because knowing the source material, we immediately got there and said, green.
Yep.
The reason we did that is because we already knew the material. That's why we go into this show blind. It's why we go into every show we can blind. And if people give us some information in the chat, that's one thing, but it doesn't affect that this is the first time we're seeing it. I'm telling you, if you'd have seen Mighty Morphin in the same way we see these pictures today, you'd have picked the red as your favorite.
Right.
He has a sword. He has a shield. He's red. All three things you'd have picked.
I can agree with you on that, but I'm biased.
Because you've seen the material. That's what you're going to come across in the chat, because they have seen the material. Well, they want you to rate.
Okay. Here is my big fucking issue here. It took me so many fucking months to get all these images, with all of them being riders, and people pop in saying, nope, monster, nope, villain, nope, monster, nope, villain. It's like, I got these listed as riders.
Because they are. They just said that. They said there's no big bad. These are basically...
Yet we've been skipping some.
These are rival riders and shit like that.
Not everybody that we...
Not everybody views the world the same way we do. When the Green Ranger comes in at first, if you say that he's evil, you may count him as a bad guy. Some people see a distinction between Green Tommy with the Sword of Darkness and Green Tommy. They're two different characters, where some people don't see that distinction. They see it as the same guy. So you're looking at Obi-Wan problem. So what I tell you is true from a certain point of view.
Yep.
They're sorry, Scott.
It's just the way this material works. You're gonna come across different viewpoints.
And not every thing that we were skipping, like we were skipping the game forms and stuff. Obviously.
Yeah, the games. Yeah,
but there are the not the every toys. Single.
We skipped that. That other dude was a monster form. He was to be
but
skipped.
He looked cool but they, as fuck.
Yeah, but he's not. He is a monster, not a writer. This guy is a writer. We rate writers unless they're video games because they're one offs.
How about we just do this? We'll just do this. When we get a picture, the chat. If we think it's a writer, we rate it. If it's not a writer, we don't rate it like usual. And whether he's a good writer, a bad writer, whatever, we just rate it.
Well, either way, I'm missing one person, and I think it is you, Scott.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've got a 4.4, a 3, and a 3.5.
Yeah, because I went standard. I went with a 3, I think.
Yes. The only thing we're not going to rate are game forms, toy forms. And monster forms.
Yeah, because the monsters actually have their own list coming up. And games do not, and I don't think we're diving into that because it's too hard to hunt that material.
Most of the games aren't even here. It'd
just be too hard to hunt that material. You're talking about a lot. That's like if we decided to actually go into Gundam and I went to every single Gunpla that was ever released. It's too much.
We would be sitting in here for 6-7 hours.
Yeah, we'd be here for the rest of our life.
Thank you, because that little bastard bit me earlier.
Three.
So, I like the blue and the bow. He has a bow. He looks pretty cool.
3.475, so a 3.48 moving on.
To be honest with
Wizard,
you.
And I think that's a game.
Yep, game. Too bad.
Oh, well, we looked at it.
Sengoku cool. Driver Lemon.
He's got a rapier.
He does have a rapier.
Not terrible.
Okay, I think it is a rapier.
Yeah.
Because I have trouble between the rapier and the epi thing.
I'm not a sword expert, but I think the epi has a sharper point at the end.
Okay.
I don't know.
To be fair, they all end up falling under the same classification, if memory serves. Like, they're all the same type of sword. It's kind of like the difference between, like, a...
apparently, this is his original form.
Huh.
According
to Super Wiki.
What, like his main form?
He says his original form, so I'm assuming the form he starts off with?
Huh.
So his original bad guy or evil form or something like that?
No. Anyway.
The Genesis driver is new software.
I have a feeling when I watch this show, I think this is a gray area show. I don't think they... I'd be surprised if they come in as just black and white, good versus evil legacy thing. I almost wonder if everybody in this show is some type of rival or versus idea until they become allies out of necessity or something.
Right.
Three.
I like his helmet. That's very knight-like.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, I can still see the lemon, especially in the middle.
Yeah, like that lemon. Eh. Lemon shit.
He used this in a prequel movie. Okay.
Whatever. This is...
Okay, I'm going to give this a 3.8.
A 3 is... Yeah, 3.
These are not...
Okay, well then let me basic math the fuck out of this. I'm going to do a 3.2, which then we get that, then we divide by, so he's a 3.25. Moving on.
Okay. Doop, 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 up. Hakiter. Dude.
That definitely looks like a baddie.
I think it's... Okay, I'm willing to say that you could be right.
It looks like
a baddie. But is this... Because I seen Kiter.
Right.
Like Kakiter? I'm wondering, because that brain thing I've seen in Kakiter.
Right.
It's Mother Brain!
Dude,
it's sweet.
Right.
I like that you can see his brain, but then I also laugh at these characters where you could see their brain, because, how strong you think that dome is, and how secure you think the brain is, because the brain just floats in your skull.
Right.
And if you take a punch in the side of the head, done that many times.
Crossover.
You take a punch in the side of your head, your fucking brain rattles in your skull and it knocks your ass down because that's how boxing works.
How you black the fuck out.
Yeah.
Ask me how I know.
If I'm getting this right, apparently a crossover with Kakiter in the show.
Nice.
See, I was thinking so because Hikiter, yes.
Yeah, it's a crossover.
I'm down.
Oh my god, dude, he's so sick looking. And I mean that both ways. Because I see his brain, that's sick. But it's also sick.
So that's a Kakiger?
Oh.
Or Hakiger?
It could be something from Kakiger. This guy is Hakiger or something. I'd go look again. Hold on.
He is
on.
A villain.
Let's
don't mean shit to
go
me.
Look. Yeah, Hakiger.
But it isn't canon? Skip it. It isn't canon?
But it shows up in a show or... special.
If there's a crossover, I'm not going to argue canon with the debacle here. That's like
right. That's
like getting into the Star Trek thing that I'm currently going through
so
right now, where people are arguing with me as to whether or not Discovery actually fits in the prime timeline, which I'm telling you it doesn't. The NX-01 Enterprise does not exist in the original continuity of Star Trek. It was never supposed to exist. That's Captain Picard's fault. That creates three independent timelines. Discovery is not taking place in the prime continuity. It's taking place after Enterprise, after all that temporal time shit. Mm-hmm. It is different, but it is still the prime timeline because Picard altered the prime timeline.
Okay, so...
So let me put it to you this way. Fans, listen closely! I'm blowing out your eardrums for a reason! No, you quit hitting buttons, asshole. We are only worried if it is a monster! That's all we're worried about. Monster. That's it. We don't care about good guy, bad guy. I'm the guy with the shotgun. Shop smart. Shop S-smart.
I did some division.
Okay, fair enough. Yes. So, we're not worried about canon or not. If it's a toy, we skip. If it's a video game, we skip. If it's a monster that goes in the monster list,
is gun
we
is a
skip.
Cannon.
So, for the rating, I'm still fucking fighting between a 4.5 and a 5 myself.
It's not a bloody rider.
He's not a rider.
I see. Doopadoo. No,
he looks cool.
Yeah, he's not. He's
all right, fine. Then we'll skip it.
We're
but
on.
But again, for future.
It's, okay. Kamen Rider 15. Oh, my God. Decade. That guy.
Oh, my God. Does he have hair?
We've seen this before.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've seen Decade before.
We have.
Did we see this exact right? I remember this chest piece. I remember this helmet from something.
Right.
Oh, somebody hates this guy.
I swear we've seen these parts, but I can't think of why. We've seen that chest, yeah. And I've seen that helmet.
Oh, my God.
But I can't think of why we've seen it.
Because it's Kamen Rider Decade?
We got some
this dude has the ability to fuse with other shit?
Do what?
We got some people that hate this motherfucker.
He must have done something.
You guys hate it. He's a fucking 37.
He's a 37? Holy fuck.
Is there another picture? I need to know. Does he have
this
hair?
Is it.
Is that a wig?
This is what you got. This is it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know me. I like...
I don't know.
Unfortunately, it's not going to make the list. I'm going to give this guy a 3.5.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I like his hair.
I'm going to go 1.
He gets a...
He's a 15.
He gets a 2 right now.
Okay, and I'm giving him a 2.5, so once everything's said and done, he's a 2.25,
oh,
moving on.
Ronan told me it's a wig.
Yes!
Okay, Forze.
He's a 0?
Oh my god, what the shit?
More wigs?
Okay, 2.
Yes, because we have Kamen Riders fuse with Kamen
Riders. I'm watching, yep, this is turning into a...
2.
That's exactly what's
agreeing
with happening
the 2.
Here.
What
this
do you
is,
got, Shane?
Stay with my 3.5.
These guys are becoming these guys are becoming the Megazords,
right?
Of Kamen Rider.
2.38. Moving on.
I'm giving him a 2
because I keep getting fucking text messages, so it's hard to see.
This guy is.
I'm leaving him at a 2.
This guy is Rider Arms
I'm
guy.
I'm assuming we're leaving everybody at the same right now. Cause
so far,
seem
yes.
To give a shit. So. 2.38 for that guy, too.
And then Wizard.
Eh, that one's a little bit more different.
You got that chest piece that starting to realize. Wizard
I'll bump
just,
him up to a 3.
Wizard just means that chest piece. That's all Wizard means. It's fucking Wizard is a fancy vest.
Doesn't matter. He keeps his wig. 3.5.
I'll do 2.5.
Starting to notice
I'll slightly
that
raise it.
Just like the Megazords. Right. If it just says something, you know exactly what weapon is coming. You know exactly what armor is coming. Oh, what's this? That I assume is his base form.
I think so. Yes,
more than likely.
Baddie base form.
They said his base form is badass.
It actually is quite cool.
That is a 5 for me.
I'll go 4 or 5.
Yeah, 4 or 5. I'll do that.
4 or 5.
I really like his sword, too. That's fucking sweet.
Jesus. 4.625, so a 4.63. Yep. Moving on.
I think he's winning, isn't he?
He's the winner right now.
His base form is the winner.
His base form is in first place.
Okay, Kamen Rider Gaim, Fresh Orange.
I can't have him.
Samurai.
I'm allergic. Get him away. You're going to...
Hey, the orange and blue, at least the orange and blue work.
Right.
Yeah, but it kills Seth.
Yeah. Allergic to oranges, I'm going to die.
Seth is like, we're all getting our ass kicked. Seth, go to your orange form. I'm allergic, I can't, but strawberry form.
Yeah.
It's not strong enough.
It's not strong enough.
Melon form.
Take one for the team, Seth. He's stabbing
me. Fuck you go orange.
You go orange.
I would, but there's a sword in my chest.
Then take it out and go orange. It'll magically heal.
3.
That's a samurai form. Obviously, you can tell it's very samurai-ish. The helmet alone gives it away. I'm going to give this guy a 3.8.
Well, the helmet and all the chest pieces.
Yes,
3.5.
Okay.
And the colors work. I like
3.325, so 3.34.
Jimber.
No, 3.33. There we go.
Jimber Cherry.
Huh?
I'm down.
Samurai Archer.
Yep.
awesome.
Different plating because he's an archer, so he's got to deal with the arrows and shit. Everything else looks pretty much the same. I mean, the color scheme's a little different, but I'm down with the change in the colors.
I like the black and silver. I'm going to get this guy a 3.9. I'm going to go up a little bit.
I'm going to give him a 3.5, actually. I'm down with this.
I like this.
The thing that's throwing me off is the black and silver on top of the purple.
Blue and yellow?
Yeah.
It isn't the greatest color scheme we've seen.
Right.
So 2.5, it's kind of thrown me off with the color matching and stuff.
I've seen worse.
Yeah.
3.
Excellent.
I'm trying not to, but I feel like I'm checking out of this episode.
3.23 after rounding.
3.
I want to leave him the same.
Same.
He literally, all he did is he kind of changed the colors a bit and shifted his bow to his other hand.
Yeah.
Leave him the fucking same. 3.23.
It's a new form, Bill. Bow in right hand, bow in left hand.
Shane with hat.
Shane without hat. I'm going to make a fortune off toys.
But they also changed the color, though, too.
They did.
So bow in left hand becomes gold, and bow in right hand gets like a kind of a plum with some flowers on it.
We're going to make a fucking fortune with toys.
Well, let's change this guy's color. Melon.
Woo, it's going to be green. Keep him the same.
I think he has a different weapon. Can't tell. That's a toy, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think the other picture was, though.
The other picture doesn't help us.
Yeah, I know.
But we know that that's an actual form.
That's right. from one of the books. It's probably a concept book.
Yeah, fair enough. But either way, we're leaving him the same. Moving on.
I'm a 3. He doesn't fucking change. Peach, change his color.
Woo! Oh, and bow back and right hand.
Yep.
Yes.
Moving on.
Makes me wonder.
I grew up in an age where this was a thing.
Yep.
I mean, look, it sounds stupid, but I'm being serious. And Scott may understand exactly where I'm coming from, but I don't know. This was very common.
With the Batman figures, like you said.
Yeah, this was a Batman problem. Mm-hmm. Fucking green Batman, yellow Batman, white Batman,
Batman,
blue Batman, lightning Batman, fuck Batman.
No normal Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I got to sell them toys.
And, you know, if it was, and I was dumb enough as a kid
to buy those toys.
Oh my God, he's red.
Yep.
So I bought that shit. I grew up in the worst possible age for this kind of bullshit.
Yep.
Because they did that shit. They sold figures.
Oh.
Turtle figures, remember?
Yeah.
Turtle figures.
There were, like, it was.
Still today, turtle
at least
figures.
The turtle figures would change. But I'm talking about, there were, like you said, the Batman figures. I grew up in an age where they would just change the color. He's blue. Buy him.
Yep.
$9. And I can't tell you.
It's the same mold that you bought 3 fucking months ago.
Can't tell you how often I fell for that shit. I had like 7 Spider-Man figures. All of them the fucking same.
Yep.
Tiniest fucking small variant thing that I had to have because dumb fucking reasons. And I see it even now. I've got like fucking 4 Wolverines up there on the shelf. They're all the same motherfucking Wolverine painted differently.
Yep.
Different.
This is the no... This is 100% not about creativity, not about the show. It doesn't serve the narrative. It's not for an actual reason other than the studio came in and said, hey, we have to sell toys. Change his color today. That's what we need. Just like our Turtles show back in the 80s, that's how that show was literally written on the spot, is somebody would say, hey, we're selling a scuba tank thing. That needs to be in your episode today. So they fucking skim it in there. Hey, we're doing a garbage launcher. I'm going to sell the garbage launcher. The turtles have to shoot a fucking sewer lid. That was the only reason our show existed. It was a toy commercial. And I see it here, and it bleeds the creativity out of a show, and it gets 3s, if not 1s, from me. It bores the fuck out of me to see zero creativity other than, hey, we had to sell toys. So we're going to banana. Now be prepared to change this motherfucker's color. But there he is.
Well, let me get a standard going. 3.8, and then I will keep that.
Three.
I'll go a 3.2, so I could kind of cheat the basic math a little bit. So, 3.25.
Dugori. Okay.
Damn it.
This guy gets a new chest piece.
Ah, shit.
You think his toys are sold with, like, 6 or 7 chest pieces that you could just clip on? Because I'm telling you they're not.
No. I don't make my money that way.
I don't make my money that way. Just like the, you know, the Green Ranger. This is actually a thing. I'm actually kind of derailing on purpose because I'm asking a real question. This is a real question. You know all these toys that they sell?
Yeah.
Is there a reason we can't buy Green Ranger without a shield? In all the new toys, the shields are not an extra piece that comes with the Green Ranger. Mm-hmm. You can't get him without it.
Yep, there's a reason for that, Bill. Shields sold separate for other people.
No,
give me more money.
They are doing that. They're releasing. Yeah. They basically released the same sculpt for the Green and Red Ranger, and they have shields.
Well, I think it was like Walgreens that had the Black Ranger with the shield.
He has the shield, but if you look at it, all they did was take the Green Ranger sculpt and repaint it.
Yep,
it's cool. It's cool to have Zach with a shield. But once again,
was it only Jason and Zach and Tommy that ever wore the shield?
Yes, it never went to any of the other characters.
I think in the comics it did, but that's not
That's viable. It probably did, but in terms of on screen,
really cool
there were only
like
three
a,
of them.
To have like a dragon yellow ranger, a dragon pink ranger, a dragon blue.
In the comics, Kimberly got it for a short time,
and I think. I know I'm still derailing. I got to rate this guy. He gets a 3, but
3.3.
I'm being honest. I do question. Is the Green Ranger the only one that was able to give away his shield? Because we never seen it with the gold. We never seen it with the White Ranger. Yeah. He never gives those shields away.
No, the White Ranger.
This man's a 3. Moving on.
I don't think I've ever seen anybody else do it.
The White Ranger stays. Maybe the Green Ranger. Well, it makes sense to be honest with you.
Don't I?
Oh my God.
Cactus Man. Cactus Man!
1. 3.
And of course, now all I could think of is after Bill did that is Pepsi Man!
Yeah.
Pepsi Man! Okay, we're going to Kamen Rider Gaim Gaim Rider 1.
Wait, we're still collecting scores.
Okay, give a score so I can look at this man's face chest.
All I need is a Shane.
I hit 3.
Yeah, I've just been once the creativity, I'm noticing the creativity is dying and all they're doing is switching body chest pieces or whatever. It bores me and I just give
2.25. Okay, now we can move on to this man, which I'm giving a fucking 2.
Fuck.
Well, he's got the original Kamen Rider.
That's why
mask
I got the 2.
On his chest, ultimate protection from the past.
6.
Get the fuck out of here.
.5.
You can't do that, first off.
First off, having a face on your chest, and it's, you know, it's a Kamen Rider helmet, too.
I'm with them. I'm at a 2. This is dumb.
You got a 2? Oh, okay. I'll jump on the bandwagon, too.
Why the fuck?
What?
You did give a 2, right, Scotty? Or you
1! The face that shouldn't be on his chest. If he's channeling the original Rider,
that's so
put it as the fucking helmet.
No, that's so he can see through his
right
boobs.
But the others have done that as well, like O's and Deno and everybody. They literally put the symbol and shit on the chest.
Let's check Decade.
Yep, video
yeah,
game.
Like Decade did.
Yeah, and that's because
cross.
The chest piece and everything. Yeah, cross. Yeah,
X.
That's. That's
cross,
exactly.
Cross X, yeah.
I was trying to remember where the fuck I'd seen that chess piece. He's right. That's where it's from.
Yep.
His weapon.
It's a sword.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay, next guy.
Is the
shoulders?
Shoulders? Is that the helmet?
I think so, yes. Because that looks like the segmented eye, yes.
Video game.
Was it? But it's a guy in a real suit.
But there's a card right next to him.
I don't know. Check chat for the first time in like 10 minutes. Since we rapid-fired for a little bit. Knock out some of these here folders.
I'm rating him. He's a... Fuck.
You are correct. The shoulders are the eyes. It is a helmet.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
You saw they broke the helmet in half, too.
Okay. And then video game, yes or no?
I think they said it was a game.
Okay.
Yes, video game.
So, one off.
Nope, fuck.
It was really into this one.
No, this guy's losing me fast.
Hey, look, Deno, video game.
Yep, there's cherry arms.
To make fun of his cherry arms.
Well, wait, since we've already figured out, though, that the shoulder pauldrons are supposed to be the fucking helmet, that might explain a bit.
To be honest, hey, if he wasn't a video game, he's really cool.
Right.
I remember this, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, because that's that Joker
the
form
black,
or whatever.
Yep, where the guy had the... I remember the guy split down the middle.
He looks really cool, but he's video game. I can't do anything.
Yep.
Yeah.
Doop-a-doo-doo-doo-doo. Dive. Driver.
I feel like Dio wouldn't write a song about this guy.
This
is Driver.
This just doesn't look right.
Fair enough.
Okay, I have to ask.
I thought you
this.
Said die.
Well, you gotta ask.
His helmet.
Yes.
That yellow sweep, is that... If it's like a horn or something, then it's not as cool.
It's an R.
Yeah.
It is. Oh, but it looks like hair. Like he's got... Oh, okay. That's cool.
Two.
I like weird shit. So.
Yeah, two.
I'm kind of at a three myself.
Doop.
3-5.
Okay.
Which means more fucked up, weird, goddamn. Okay. Rounding 2.63.
Okay, we are on Forza.
Video game, moving on.
Boop. O's.
Video game, moving on.
God damn it.
I like this game. I can't tell.
That's
video game.
I'm pretty sure that's video game graphics.
Pixelated titty game.
Yeah, well, but yeah, that's the thing that stopped me for a second. I was like, for some reason, it looks like they gave him boobs.
Yeah, I think you're right. It is video game because it's like I see the thing in the upper left, like the reflection. So it was making me think that might be more of like a toy or something inside of like a display case, but. Now that I'm looking at it, yeah, that's a game somebody was actually doing, like, a photo at the cabinet.
Chat Wizard. Says it's a game, so...
Wizard!
Wizard 2.
2.5.
I'm hating.
3.
I know I am, but I'm sorry.
God damn.
I think it's just a matter of I grew up... I grew
yeah,
up in
the...
I say it all the time, but I grew up 2.63. In this duped fucking... capitalist economy shit where the only reason that we had shows at all was to sell us shit. Nobody, it wasn't about creativity, it wasn't about telling someone, it wasn't about pushing a narrative, it was just about sell them toys to them kids.
Yep.
And man, Kamen Rider and Power Rangers and everything, as I've noticed at the beginning, it may have had some creativity and some merit back in its early days when it was telling stories and kind of blending into an idea. And evolving and changing and being creative, and then as time went on, now it's just a fucking toy commercial.
Yeah, no, I gotta stand up because we're in these metal folding chairs and it's hurting my tailbone.
Ichigo!
Woo! Strappleberries!
Is it Ichigo Kurosaki?
Nope. Nope, ain't no Ichigo Kurosaki. Although he is samurai, so I mean.
2.5.
He had a very samurai-ish feel to it. I'm going to give it a 3.185.
Do you say it has a samurai feel? You like your samurai to use kunai?
Ninja samurai.
Ninja samurai. Give him a one.
Ninja Rai.
One. Nope, you just earned him a one.
I'm going to read out the entire fucking thing since Shane was a cocksucker. He is a 2.17125. So a 2.17. Stop being a dick!
Memory lost. He forgot
stage
something.
Show.
Stage show?
Yep.
Technically, that is still writer, though.
That's a human guy. It's a writer. Stage show is a show. Yep. Show is a show. Guy is a guy. Writer's a writer. We'll rate him.
Guy's a four because the color is black and gold. And he looks cool.
You think he's black? I think that's a purple.
Regardless, purple.
I'm sorry. That looks more like he's supposed to be blue cheese. He's fucking white.
He does look like blue cheese.
He's fucking blue cheese.
Blue cheese rider.
3.3.
Sticking with my four.
You can put that motherfucker on your salad.
Yep.
Unfortunately, blue cheese is one of the cheeses I do not care for. But
why? Because it's got mold on it?
I eat fucking funguses, so...
True, you do like them. They're mushrooms.
That doesn't bother me. It's just the taste.
I got a mushroom for you, too.
Oh, shit. Don't lick your lips when he says that.
I'm sorry. You were jelly.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm at a three.
So who's scored?
Two.
Okay.
Fuck you and you not, you blue cheese and hate.
Sorry. 3.08 after rounding.
Guy, I'm orange.
Yeah.
He's going to kill me.
Two. Two for killing Seth.
Pie.
My scientific.
These episodes become easier once
scientific.
I become disenfranchised.
Where's my fucking pie button? I know there's one here.
I
went to scientific for a fucking reason. There we go. Okay, and then I'm going to give him... I'll give him a three.
Okay.
Wait.
Hold on, I'm missing somebody. I think
two. Let's see if that helps. No,
plus a two?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, pi is an irrational number, so it's not going to fucking help. But right. Once we divide out pi by 4, it becomes a 2.53531634. Stop being a dick!
Which moves us to
2.54.
Pine time!
Pine.
Oh, my God.
Fucking pineapple.
Oh, zero.
Christ.
4.8. Pineapple's my favorite fruit.
Give Chris Pineapple a one.
But Bill, he's a pineapple guy. Now we need a pen guy so we can put him together.
Pineapple
There's an apple
pen.
Guy in this too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you're right.
There's an apple guy.
There's an
in
apple
this.
Guy and a pineapple guy. So there's a a pineapple. What is it? It'd be a pineapple apple guy.
Once you get a pen, we can have
yeah.
Pineapple apple pen guy.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yes, it is.
That song
so
is amazing.
And then he's a 2.2.
Yeah,
he's still not as cool as a volcano guy, though.
I don't know how to say this. Soika? Oh, it's watermelon
tank.
Dude again.
Yeah.
It's a toy anyway.
Yep. Moving on.
Super! Super Kachidoki.
Woo!
That's
okay,
a five.
I like this.
Five. That's a traditional samurai.
Yes, I like this.
They even have the flags.
Right.
This, oh man. Dude, I like this guy. This guy brought me back into the show.
Right? Yeah, I'm trying to find places I can nitpick, but I can't really nitpick too much. He's got everything.
He's very traditionalist samurai, and he looks cool. I even like the little flags.
Yeah. He's got the flags. He's got.
I like his helmet too. Oh shit, that's sweet.
Right.
So far,
fuck it.
Yeah.
Drop the five on this motherfucker.
Yeah.
These guys.
You brought me back into a shitty show, man. You deserve it.
What you got? You're the only one, Scott guy.
So what's the score so far?
Fives.
Five.
There we go.
There
that's
we go.
Right,
he
sir.
Wins.
Yes.
He
okay.
wins. The only way that anybody could do any better is if he gets all fives and somebody goes, awesome score.
I have some energy to keep going on this show now. Let's check out Kiwami. Oh, that's... Okay.
That's kind of cool,
aside
too.
From the fruit basket chest, this is pretty fucking sweet,
4.8.
Yeah, let's. I'll back you on that. I don't like this design
on his
chest. 4.8.
That's what dropped it.
Yeah, it's a little fruity.
Ah!
There's no reason to Titus laugh. Your old lady left with fucking everybody else's old lady to go do errands, like pay bills.
Actually, we were talking about, believe it or not, we were talking about that laugh on our way here, and she hit me with her book.
Damn! We talked about that laugh last night, too, on Discord.
I believe that.
Yeah. The only reason why I didn't do it is because she was sleeping.
4.9.
Ooh, barely dropped it for Seth. I said Seth, fucking right. Scott.
Don't worry, I'm dropping it.
I also
it,
like
know,
his
I'm...
visor up here, now that I'm really taking a good look at it. That the way it colors, it goes from this red and fades into
okay,
this green.
So, apparently... Fruit Basket is his actual, is actually his Henshin sound.
Fruit Basket! Wow.
Fruit Jesus, guys.
Oh, no. This
guy is Fruit Jesus, apparently.
Fruit Jesus.
All right, I'm going to basic math this like a motherfucker, and we're going to say he's a 4.7. So, altogether, he is a 4.8.
Okay, let's go check out Yami
that is the
Black
truth.
Jimber.
That form, he actually becomes a god in that form.
Oh, this guy gets a 2 again. Because it went back to that same shit that I've been seeing. He just doesn't have a bow.
This is more of a normal color, not just a multicolored.
Right.
The colors work.
Is the fruit stuff.
Took his bow, changed his color.
3.187632.
Get the fuck out of here.
3.1. Evil clone. Don't matter, he's a rider.
3.
Okay.
But it's nice to know he has an evil clone.
His pants seem different
than
other characters.
I'm 3.9, actually.
The fabric seems like he didn't have
so
to wear the same fabric.
So altogether, he's a 3. He's base.
Hells yeah.
Okay, let's go check out Man of the Beginning.
Huh.
Okay. I'm going to be honest here. This. If you were to show me that picture, I would think that maybe they were doing a Final Fantasy live action show.
Right. And
look
he's
at
the
him.
Paladin.
He looks very much like he belongs in like an old style Final Fantasy if they did a live action Final Fantasy TV series in Japan.
Right.
Like look at him.
Cecil.
That's what I mean. He's like fucking Cecil. Like that is really intriguing to me. That if they could do it.
Right.
They could do it. They could very much do an RPG-esque live-action show over there, following the same concepts. And guess what? They could fight monsters.
Yeah.
Because they travel from one end of the world to the other.
That one fruit god?
Yeah.
That's him.
Right.
Human, hold on, give me a second.
Human form without
His human form outside of the, everything.
I like this style in general right now.
It
just very much screams
white,
fantasy RPG to me.
White and silver go very well together, believe it or not.
Well, it's not just that. It's him. It's the way they picked the right actor. It's his face. It's the way he holds himself. It's the way they chose that wig that covers up just that one eye. There's all little tiny intricacies to the whole thing that, like, he just feels like a fantasy character in the bane of an RPG. Like, I'm like a 4.5. Like, just the standard dude in the suit is neat.
Dude, I kind of want to watch this now. I really do. Because he's God.
5.
Did you rate that guy?
Yeah, I'm going to rate that guy. That guy's going to get a 5.
You're going to give God a 5.
I'm going to give God a 5.
I'm going to give God.
Four point seven five for God, so God still is not winning.
Wow. Let's go to Kamen Rider Gaim Yami. 2.
Didn't we already see this guy?
2. I don't give a fuck.
No,
that's
No, literally this guy did not change.
Yeah,
I think it's the same guy.
Yeah, that's what
I think.
I mean.
It's a duplicate picture.
The same dude.
I think it's a duplicate picture. I don't think there's any different. See?
Huh. Skip.
Yeah, somehow.
Same guy.
Fucking goddamn Google and the fucking wikis and the.
Same dude. Okay. Let's move on from him. That's fine. Let's go to Kamen Rider Greedon. Dangori. Oh, wow.
He looks sad.
Okay, let's move on from that picture. Oh, that didn't help you at all.
Dude. Oh, you're wearing brown.
Did somebody just play Mega Man and when they were coming up with people? They're like, I like Guts Man. Let's make Kamen Rider Guts Man.
That's Brick Man.
Right.
Okay. Believe it or not, the only thing I hate about this guy is the fucking color. I hate the color brown.
Well, I told you, the base appearance of this guy without the vests and shit like that is pretty solid. His legs and arms never change.
Yeah.
They just keep changing the chest cavity and helmet. Chest cavity, helmet, weapon. That's exactly why I've been dropping twos, is because this is perfectly designed to just swap one feature and sell a new toy.
But because he isn't actually that bad looking.
His main base is fine. His main base I would give a perfect 3 without a doubt every single time. It's the selling nature that I see in the show that I know that 80% of this show was created to sell toys. And I get it. It's a business. It gets a 2. The creativity's not there. They just hired somebody that was really creative and said, make a bunch of shit we could sell.
I'm going to give it a 3.
It's kind of like the job that I have, legitimately. I'm creative and I'm fast, so the job that I have, they send me to talk about really boring shit at really boring places and make it somehow seem interesting, at least in the least. And that is literally my job, my daily fucking profession.
Hey, do you know these boring places with these boring people doing boring shit?
They're like,
go
hey.
Spice it up.
I'm like, hey,
two.
Talk about pick-pack procedures. And I'm like, nobody wants to hear about that. And they're like, 2. You do 5. Now.
Yeah. You do
and
now.
And that's what I do. So I go and I learn somebody's crappy job about, I pick parts all day. And I'm like, okay, I need to make that sound like that's a big fucking deal to somebody somewhere, some way, for some reason.
Let me just go ahead and make a video and let me throw some confetti at it. And
that's
there, now
pretty
it's
much,
more exciting.
Yeah. That's exactly right. And then they go, oh, that sounded great. Here's money. That's the reason I understand what this is. They hired somebody with talent and creation and said, we need to sell a lot of toys. Make like fucking 60 of them.
Yep.
And a guy was like, what if
I'm just
he had bricks on his arms?
Yep. I'm just amazed you haven't Huell-Hausered anything at work yet. Just, that's amazing. That's the same, yeah.
What are we giving that guy? I'm a 2.
He's a 2.5 altogether. We're moving
Thank
on.
You, sir. Oh, game.
Rob, game.
Fuck this guy. Fuck him. Oh, wow. Holy shit. Kodami.
Game.
He is a game, but I like his punchy hands.
Yeah. That's kind of neat. Moving on.
Matsubokori?
Game.
What is he based on? Like, what the fuck is this?
I don't know.
Turtle
but it's
shells?
Game. Moving on.
Turtle shells stacked on turtle shells? Oh, fuck. Suka.
See, there's this phrase.
Oh, there's that watermelon dude, but he's actually...
Wow. Yeah.
That's surprisingly, that was going to be my thing. Is
holy shit, Shane.
I'd turn into the watermelon and just roll motherfuckers down.
Hey, guys.
Down.
I'm here to save the day.
Hold on, let me tuck back in so I can roll over these guys.
Hold up, I'm rolling through.
Let me pick up that 10 split.
That fucking dude is awesome. Okay.
Did we skip over one?
Nope.
A folder or something like that?
Not that I know of.
Nope. We were on this guy.
Did we get the Gamyami? Okay. Never mind.
Yeah, we're on Idun or Idun. It looks like another variant of the Apple guy.
It's the Apple, but...
Is it a chick?
Yeah, as I say, it looks different, and the stance makes me feel like it's awfully petite.
Yeah.
Oh, Bill.
Yo.
That one where you're like turtle shells stacked on turtle shells?
Yes.
Pine cone.
It's a pine cone? Okay.
Ah, nice.
I was curious what he was. Pine cone. He was neat.
Okay, so I think Apple Slice has turned into a girl.
I think Apple Slice has turned into a girl.
Got a, she's got a heart in the center of the helmet. Go back.
Yep, that's female.
Okay.
See?
Oh, I see it. Yeah, yeah. That's neat.
Yeah, the
okay,
chat,
so that's
saying that's
cool.
A lady.
Oh, look. Yeah, that's what you're talking about right here.
That lady's going to get a 4.44444. Or
that's
just 4.4.
That's a 4.4, by the way.
4, okay, there we go. I got it right.
4.5. It's neat. I still like the Apple thing.
4.6.
Oh my gosh.
666. There we go.
We're going to Kamen Rider.
Bullshit.
Because of I know the track record with women in Kamen Riders, I'm going to give it a 5. Because women in Kamen Riders don't exactly have a good ending.
Okay, so
it seems like they die a lot.
4.65. Moving on.
Yeah, they do.
Here we go. It's time to talk about the Kamen Rider Jam Darkness. Huh.
Kind of reminds me of the Dino Thunder White.
It's the Apple, but it's recolored differently.
Right. Cause darkness.
Ah. Yeah. Yeah.
What?
That track record keeps going.
Yeah.
Oh, they just said that person dies?
Yeah, she dies.
Damn. Women just need to stay the fuck up out of Kamen Rider. It's evidently not a girls' club.
Wait, were we going to score that one or not?
I'm going to score that one a fucking 2.587. 2.5.
I also am at a 2 for darkness, head on fire, black flames person.
Oh, head black flames.
3.
Not going to change my score.
I'm at a 3.5. 2.75, moving the fuck on.
Okay, we are at Kamen Rider Kamado. That's kind of neat.
Yeah.
Once again, it's a recoloring of the Apple.
But with a peacock feather helmet.
That's exactly what we're doing
now.
Is
that a peacock?
I don't know. That's what it looks like to me. It's a fucking peacock feather.
I thought it was like an Indian headdress type of little thing.
I don't
know. I'm just going to wait to see what chat says about this.
Looks like an Aquaman type of rider.
Silver apple.
Silver apple. I told you it was an apple.
Right.
Kind of. Silver arms. Let's see. Oh, man. Yep, silver apple.
It reminds me of the only girl master.
But then somebody says, yes, peacock.
Okay.
Oh. 0.
Silver apple peacock. That's
0.
What
0.
Why?
It's a peacock.
One.
Kick a motherfucking peacock.
That's a majestic bird.
I'll kick it.
I'm going to give a 1
right
to that
its
peacock.
Fucking beak.
And then I'll kick you
right
in your
motherfucking
beak. I'll kick you right in your fucking beak.
I don't give a fuck about no peacock.
Motherfucker, I need a skull.
Peacock.
Let's go.
5. Shane.
2.5, move the fuck on!
I have peacock problems, Shane.
You have peacock problems?
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
I don't like peacocks. I will kick a motherfucking peacock right in its motherfucking peacock face if it comes anywhere near me.
Did one bite you when you were a kid?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, I was chased by one. You don't know this, but years ago, Shane, there were no cages at the Peoria fucking zoo.
Yep.
And all the birds and wildlife that were smaller just walked around.
Yep.
And the fucking peacock came up on me when I was a little kid, and he bit the shit out of me.
Uh-huh.
And I tried to run away from it, so he chased me and bit the shit out of me. And then he continued to bite the shit out of me. Dude, I had these little fucking peck fucking bloody marks all up and down my back and side and on my face and shit. And since that day, when I go to a zoo, if the peacocks are fucking out and it gets too fucking close to me, I'll boot that motherfucker.
Yep.
Because peacocks are mean as fuck, Shane.
Yep, because the same shit kind of happened
to
me.
So peacocks get zeros. Yes, I had a traumatic peacock experience, Shane.
So did I, but Mine's different. Mine was with the asshole that the bar in town is named after, because he was a fucking gym coach, and he was also the football coach. So he was my coach, and he was a dick.
We skipping this guy? Because
yeah, technically we've already rated him. To be fair,
okay.
To be honest with you, you told me that story, and that was fantastic.
Knuckle what?
This guy is Kamen Rider Knuckle Jimba Marin.
Looks like a mess.
He's once again the archer armor,
right,
but they give him fisticuffs, and every time the fisticuffs are just going to change fisticuffs with a different helmet.
This guy's base form is based off a walnut.
I would have gone with sea urchin myself, but okay.
Two.
He's
got fisticuffs.
Chestnut, walnut.
One.
Scott, we're defeated.
Three.
Yeah, I'll agree to the three. 2.25, moving on!
Kudami.
There's that punchy guy.
Yeah. Well, that's his hands.
Two.
2.9.
I got a P.
2.9 P.
No. I'll give him a 1.9. No, not a 1.9. Excuse me. Let me see here. Yeah, 1.1 to make him an even two.
Okay, so we are going on to Kuga.
Video game.
That's a game.
Video game. Moving on.
We are going on to Matsubakuri.
Game.
Video game. Moving on.
Fuck that guy too. Suka.
And the pine cone that went in his ass.
Oh, there's watermelon guy.
Yep, watermelon. But
this time with big, giant, evil, green auras.
That's either video game or that's a hell of a Photoshop toy edit.
His feet are on fire.
Yep.
Neat. Let's talk about Kurokage. Hijika Invez.
No, that's a monster.
I'm going to assume that's a monster.
Yeah.
Let's check out the other picture.
Yeah. We're in agreement, so that's a monster.
I think that's a monster. Going to call that a monster?
I'm going to say monster, but I'm waiting.
Okay. Because I
got
a feeling. Yeah,
monster.
I kind of
figured. Okay, cool.
Fuck that guy.
So he goes into the other folder.
We'll
for
talk about
time.
That guy later. Kurokage, Blade.
Video game.
Fuck that guy. Matsubakore? Okay, this is an actual guy.
Yeah, it's an actual guy. Shane might have lucked out.
Okay.
Oh, wait, maybe not.
Next?
Maybe not.
Oh, we just talked about this. What is he?
Pinecone.
Pinecone. Pinecone.
Shane, it's a good one.
Here, Pinecone Man.
Shane, rate the
Pinecone.
Pinecone
Man, you can actually rate.
Four.
You are very gracious. Two.
I'm going to be somewhat gracious. Three.
Oh, and he dies. I just saw that on the fucking...
Wow. 3.6. So, altogether, he's a 3.25.
Is that a lady?
Moment
no! No, it is not.
Because ladies have a bad track record of dying in these in these shows.
Dunguri!
Okay, moving on.
Kurume.
Game, moving
Fuck
on.
Fuck that guy, too. Okay. Kurokage Shin. Okay, we can talk
hey,
about
Ray.
This guy.
Hey, okay, cool.
He's hurt.
He's hurt.
Is those soccer balls?
Yes.
There's a motorcycle or a car or something there.
Yep.
Maybe he's trying to get to the bike.
Maybe he gets a two.
Maybe. Wow, man, you're such a hater.
I am. He's hurt.
Three.
Yeah. He could just change his chest armor and...
Shane, score.
3-4. Stop hating.
I'm sorry.
2.725, so 2.73. Moving on!
At least he wasn't a peacock. Rider Maja. Stage show.
Ooh, we can talk about him.
Ooh. Can't get too much of a read on him. His sword looks cool. I kind of like his helmet thing here.
He's got cicade.
He's got that rib cage thing like the other dude did, but it's colored. He's got a cape. I can kind of see him. Give him a 3.
The last guy.
Seems like this series must have been huge. Movie. It was did it, movies and video games movie. And stage shows.
Ah, okay. That will make some sense. Yeah, I'll agree to a 3.
3.8. 3.5? Okay. I think I'm
giving... 3.33. Because he's a 3.325.
Guys, this is the first writer, I think, in a long time that I haven't given under a 2.
Common writer, Modica Forze Arms. Up.
Oh, yeah, Forze, Rocket Man.
That looks like a game.
Yep,
that's it a is. Game. Thank you, CGI Grass.
Peach Energy.
There you go.
Okay, that's a person.
That's a
girl.
Oh, she's dead.
Yep,
yeah,
she's
dead. Sorry.
Oh, she did.
She's actually not that great looking anyway.
Well, I mean...
Look at that fucking helmet. Are you kidding me?
Could be worse. Yeah, it's a peach.
It's a butterfly.
She ain't no Princess Peach, but I mean...
The chat's popping up. She dies.
Well, of course she dies.
She dies.
She we doesn't... put a woman in Kamen Rider. She dead.
She doesn't have a penis. She's dead.
Yeah. No penis.
Sexist motherfuckers.
I'm sorry. Right. No penis. Chances of death just raised by 90%.
Well, now you know I need to see her actor because apparently she's very pretty.
And dead.
But she dead. I tell you she dead.
Whoa, this guy's claiming best female writer.
Ever, huh?
But she dead. I told you she dead.
But she can't be all that much the best. She dead.
But she's not the ladybug.
Ladybug is dead, too?
3.3.
Okay.
I don't mind that at all. I'm going to give that a 4.
That helmet is really hurting me. I'm trying to see past that helmet. That helmet is awful.
It's a female wearing a helmet that's supposed to look like a peach with butterfly eyes.
Oh, apparently this actress...
You can't really get much better or worse.
She is the entire time she's in the suit. That's her. She's a suit actor and everything, so...
So it's the same actress who's doing her own stunts, too.
Nice.
The actual actor was in the suit, yes.
Nice.
That's good. 3.4. Oh, man. That's good score.
I tried.
3.5.
That helmet, really hurt her, man. That helmet is awful. Rider Mars. Flame Horse.
Whoa.
I mean, it's an effect. I don't think we can really...
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of true.
It looks like the Nine-Tailed Fox.
Golden. It's an apple guy. Give him a 2. Just recolor an apple guy.
Well, to be fair, the chat did say there was a silver apple and a gold apple.
Yeah.
3.
No, 4.1.
I like the apple design, but we're at the point now where I'm just seeing recolored apples. Blue apple, red apple, cereal apple, fucking whatever.
3.4.
Oh, even
Apple Jacks.
At a 3.5 just because the mask kind of makes me feel like he's Kamen Rider Jason Voorhees. So,
I see, because, yeah.
3.5 for Kamen Rider Jason Voorhees.
Apple.
Golden.
Golden apple.
Extra armor in Minecraft.
Oh, Proto Baron.
Uh-oh. Proto Banana.
Recolor of the banana.
Yeah, but it's got my name in it, so yep. 5. I'm fucking with you. No, 4.
3. 3. It's pretty much common
3.
For this show, recolors.
3.25, moving on.
It's pretty common for a lot.
Oh, I guess I didn't look at the second picture.
Oh,
there.
Man.
He's fucking great.
Oh, and it looks like that's stage show?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It very well could be.
Nice.
Proto Bravo.
Ooh. 4.
Mm-hmm.
3 he's recolored?
3.
Three, oh, four, my five, God. No. Oh, we got to look at that. What the fuck is happening right here?
Stage show.
Martial arts?
He's trying to dance Gundam style.
Martial arts. Oh, shit. Proto-Gaim. Gom. Gaim.
3.
Goom. That guy.
3.
Yeah. 3. They're fucking recolors.
3.
Oh, I thought you were sticking with him. Okay. So, yeah. So, he's even. Okay. Even 3.
Proto-Greedon? Greedon? Greedon? This fucking guy?
Yeah.
Look at that. Recolor of the brick, dude.
Yeah, but now it's better because it's not all fucking brown.
Okay. I won't cop to that.
Sorry.
That is a true statement.
I do not like the color brown. Mm-hmm. So that's why, I mean, I will always rate something lower if it's brown. I don't like it. There's more silver. There is some brown, but not enough to really, or it could be a copper if you want to get technical.
Yeah. I don't know. Either way, I'm at a 3.
3.
Yeah, that's a 3. It's just a recolor.
3.5.
The standard of this show is a 3. The standard of the show is to just recolor the same fucking guys over and over and over.
3.13, moving the fuck on.
Man, these Kamen Riders are pretty.
Holy Christ, we're almost done. It's a fucking
miracle.
Kamen.
Okay, this guy changed.
Woo!
Ooh.
Fucking sweet.
5.
Dude.
Right?
5. Oh, I like that a lot.
Please don't let this be the stage bad guy.
This is neat.
Don't matter. It's a dude in a suit. He's a rider.
5. This is neat.
Black, silver, and purple.
Yeah.
I like him. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm falling into like the 4.7 category. He is really cool.
Oh, well, that makes a lot of sense. That brick guy we've been calling a brick,
yeah,
is an acorn.
That sounds about right. I knew the name sounded fucking familiar because I think this. What?
This guy's weapon is a bubble gum gun.
Eh.
Whew, I'm glad I didn't see that.
But guess what? It's not in the picture. And he gets a 5.
Not in the picture.
Yeah.
4.5.
4.9.
He has a hair dryer as a gun.
Okay, so he is a 4.775, so 4.78. I think he's even beating God.
Oh, grape gun.
Ryujin, Jimber Dragon.
So I'm all right.
Oh, that's Ooh. Fucking sick. It's a toy.
Yeah, it's a figure.
But it is
Damn.
Fucking sick.
That would have been...
Yeah, that would have been...
Gives me hope for the rest of it. Let's check the banana.
Eh.
Three.
Eh.
0.5. Not 0.5, but 3.5.
Okay, see, that's why I stopped for clarification.
4.
Okay.
I like the green.
I'll agree with the 3.5. So, 3.5.
Time for him to be a melon.
3.
4. 0.5. I really like that. All green.
Sticking with the 3.5.
Green and yellow, man. And a little bit of black.
Yeah, 3.5. It's just a recoloring, but the color works well.
It really does. He reminds me of a reptile.
3.63. Moving on.
Pine time. Once again, give Chris Pinecone a 2.
No, he has a fucking pineapple flail.
Yeah, he has a pineapple flail. I'm sorry. I kind of got to give him a little bit better for the weapon. So instead of a 3.5, he's at a 3.7.
I'm going to give it a 3.3.
Okay.
4.9.
Oh, shit. Listen
Christ
to this
almighty.
Guy.
Okay. 3.48.
I like some of these guys.
Time to look double.
Huh.
Okay, yeah.
That's kind of neat.
4.
4.
Everybody's become generous in this episode but me. 3.
No,
I'm not into the whole recolor shit. We've seen
3.63.
We've seen this like 6 times this episode so far. The only thing they're changing is that he has a sash now and he has a different helmet.
Game moving on.
Fuck him. Forze, we've seen this.
Game
moving on. Standard. Budua? Budau?
Great oh, man.
See? Gave him a different chess piece. It's from the last guy that we gave a high score because it was cool, and now it's once again just a repurpose, and it's a 3.
It's got a bit of recoloring, too, but it's...
Not enough
I know.
For me to change it too
I am
much.
Not oblivious to the fact that I'm a hater, but I just
3.
You are. He's just a Lego. Yeah.
3.6.
Yeah, I'll give him a 3.4. So he's a 3.25 altogether. Moving on. Hey, your acorn.
2.
I haven't given this score in a while. Give that man a 2.
Yeah, I'll agree just to be fucking even. So, yeah, 2.
Sorry, man. That doesn't work out well for you.
Eugene Yumi? Ride where?
Oh!
Yeah.
That's
okay.
A figure.
It's just the toy, but it's...
I should let you guys know something.
Oh, yeah.
This ride where... Every rider had this.
Right.
So.
I'm assuming that is what they look like before they start putting on chest cavities.
Yeah.
Right.
This is exactly what I was talking about. I would immediately give his base a 3 every time. It looks fine.
Right. But of course, because it's a toy.
Yeah.
This looks like it has way more movability. Like he's like agile in this when he doesn't have all that armor on.
Well, he would be because he doesn't have that big bulky chest cavity
Although,
thing.
Although to be fair, I thought you were talking about the toy for a second because he's got segments in the middle of his biceps and he can actually move it.
I'm
like,
looking at these right here. It makes me wonder if he does just come with a bunch of shields that you could put on him. Maybe there's a certain character that comes with like 6 or 7 fucking clip-on shields and yeah.
Shield sold separate.
That's kind of a lot of stuff.
This is neat. Well, this is, once again, that's the entire base. That's the thing we just looked at that had a recoloring, and it has another recoloring.
Yep.
This recoloring is much more dynamic because they put the symbols in the middle and everything, but that's all it is. It's just another recoloring.
Right.
Repurpose, recolor. Repurpose, recolor. That's exactly what this entire fucking series is.
Apparently this is poisonous fruit.
Woo!
Dark corrupted form.
3.8.
It might not even be completely fair to this guy, but all the whole
now,
series
did you want
is
an
just
actual
recolors.
3.8 or a 3.8?
3.8.
That's what
I tried to do it as soon as Bill said 3.
Yep, I know. 3.28.
Blood Sokoto.
Ooh, that's actually kind of nifty looking.
Recoloring of the apple.
Yep.
Neat. Very neat.
Is he using a bow and a sword?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, it looks like he is. Not sure how he shoots the bow. But then again, bows in these series oftentimes have no rhyme or reason. They just kind of work. You could say whatever you want about Kimberly. She did still have to shoot the bow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were magic-y fucking laser arrows, so it didn't matter that she never ran out.
Oh, there was right. one episode
this
where...
This guy, it's like...
It
oftentimes
was an actual
when,
arrow.
Oftentimes right. when you see these bows, I'm noticing they're like gun bows almost.
Right.
That's very normal that I see in these series where they just kind of got to hold it in one hand. And they're just like, doo, 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 doo. And for some reason it works.
Right.
More convenient.
It would be. But they could have just given it a crossbow and it would have been more correct. Kind of like Chewy. Laser crossbow. Pew!
Yeah, that thing's awesome.
Yeah.
3.8.
I do like the recolor. I'm going to go up to a 4 this time. Watermelon recolor is neat.
3.2, moving on.
Darkness time. There he is with his bow gun.
I'm
going to
stay with my 3.8.
I'm going to keep it a 4. I kind of like this dark color scheme.
Same.
I'm not liking... The white on top of this black and silver.
Like right here?
Yeah.
On his middle
piece
here?
That white top on top of the black and silver below. I'm like,
okay.
I'm not liking that at all, so I'm keeping my 1. All
right. Clashes with Scott.
Then, yeah,
Scott's
so
not a fan of that.
So he's still a 3-2. We kept the same score. Moving on.
Okay. Let's do golden.
Leaving him the same.
Same.
I'm raising it up a bit.
Yeah, because that looks like gold now.
Yeah, because this doesn't bother Scott the way that white does.
Yeah, so I'm 3.
Okay.
3.7 then.
Oh, I remember when I first found this. I was like, "What the fuck? Oh. What is this?"
Oh, 6. It's never gonna get any better than that. He's
legit.
These are book forms.
Book forms.
Yeah.
Oh. So it's a video game. Moving on.
See what I mean? This show was immensely popular, and that's exactly why it's done the way it's done. This show was designed to sell material. It was, man. Just recolor everything, add 12 fucking guys, sell 40 different versions of toys, let's get some books in there, let's get some video games. What about some stage shows? You want to do some fucking Kamen Rider on Ice in this motherfucker? Like,
actually,
damn, this was a corporate show.
Yes, I do want to see Kamen Rider on Ice.
I haven't seen it. But I'm telling you, this is a corporate show. I'll bet you half the people killed off in this motherfucker were not killed off for storyline reasons. They were probably killed off for corporate reasons that were passed down and turned into storyline reasons.
Their toy isn't selling. Kill them.
Yeah.
3.8?
3. I do love this sword, though.
Yeah,
I really do. That sword's fucking so cool.
So I'd so badass.
And then you stick him with a 3?
3, yeah.
Okay. 3.45, moving on.
Predator Saver?
Uh-oh. That can't be good.
One ugly
fucking
motherfucker.
What the shit?
Bill, he's one ugly looking motherfucker.
No shit.
Try to zoom in there.
Clicky, clicky.
Oh, God.
So it's a three-eyed skull with a fucking dragon head.
I know we're not rating him, but I had to fucking look at him.
Yeah.
Holy shit, that's craziness.
Yeah. Could you imagine riding into battle on that thing?
Everybody's going to be pissing, shitting their pants.
I'm going to guess that's a book thing.
Bill comes driving up on his fucking motorcycle to save the day. I come up on this fucking mythical creature like, I'm ready to kick some ass.
So it's apparently monster movie form.
Monster movie form.
Fleshosaurus. It's a fleshosaurus.
Fleshosaurus?
Wow.
Sigurd. There's no way. It's not.
It's kind of neat.
Sigurd, I reference, I've seen that name used for Valkyries, so I was kind of excited for a second.
Right.
This is, he's got...
Don't get me wrong, he does kind of have the...
He's neat.
I like his helmet a lot.
What is it?
I kind of like this fur area stuff, too, because it kind of puts him to an area...
Keeps him warm, too.
Yeah.
Not quite what I meant, but sure.
4.
It keeps him warm. I'm not going to argue with it. You're right. It's ridiculous.
Do we still have the box of bullets so I could beat him to death with them?
I'll beat you to death with the box of bullets, you stupid motherfucker.
Not even going to shoot you. I'm
not even going
to
shoot you
with a box of
bullets. Man, so many episodes ago. What the fuck was I pissed about?
I don't even fucking remember. I think that might have been just us
dude,
fucking about
with that
was
so many fucking years ago, but I do remember that.
That was either in one of the Final Fantasies, or that was in one of the fucking tests.
Oh, Bill.
I turned around and I was like, I'm not even going to fucking shoot you. I will beat you to death with the box of bullets.
Bill, apparently this guy dies horribly.
Horribly, they say.
Horribly.
Oh, we got to find
horribly.
That
the other photo.
Yeah, let's see the other one.
Oh, fuck. I like him.
Yeah.
I love his helmet. I don't know why. His helmet is real cool.
Yeah.
I'm digging that helmet.
I like this Viking. That's what I was thinking when I seen his arms. I was trying to lock down where it's from. It's Viking. It's like the big fucking burly soldiers that come over wearing the furs and armors and
Viking,
shit.
Viking cherry.
That's pretty neat.
Oh, my God. Is that how he dies?
What?
He gets crushed between two mountains.
Huh.
Well, that's fun.
That's horrible.
Oh, and he has a hand crossbow.
Yeah. Okay. I'll move up to a 4. Here's the thing.
He died because he was useless.
I know that I've been shitting on this show, but I want to say something before we rate the rest of that guy. Here's the thing. I'm attacking it for its unbelievable fucking corporate influence, because I see it in every image. But I will say that this had some major fucking creativity, because every writer we have seen does look legitimately good in one aspect or another.
Right.
That, I mean, how many zeros have we dropped?
None.
Well,
no,
well,
I dropped
wait,
one.
One.
None. None.
Yeah, two.
I've dropped a few, so.
None. We've done an awful lot of other writers where we have a reason to legitimately fucking be disgusted. This, I'm irritated for a completely different reason, and it's not necessarily aesthetic.
Yeah,
according to
they all look greed. Pretty fucking good.
So apparently this guy deserved to die, and all that was left was his hat.
That was something from Nick. I don't know what it was. I think it came across the messenger. He must be saying something.
Yeah, he's on messenger.
He could be on the chat talking.
No, he's at a restaurant.
He's at a restaurant in
Indiana,
and it's got a bunch of Batman and Superman and Marvel shit.
I'll look at it later.
It's kind of nifty.
We done with that guy back there?
Yep, we done.
Okay, we'll go to
No.
Oh, okay,
I
sorry.
Got a 4 and a 4.
Oh my! Yeah,
rest
dude.
For the Viking guy,
dude. Oh, okay, he.
Or we can grade it off of two people. Make math
3.7. Outside of his outside of the suit, he wears a fedora.
Yes. Anyway,
I already gave it a 4.
Oh, you did? Okay, I didn't hear your 4 because 3.925 altogether.
Okay, we are on to. Dragon Energy. Check that guy out. You like his cape?
I don't like how fake it looks, but...
You like his... Well, yeah, most of these guys, yeah. Look at his fucking helmet there, buddy.
I think his helmet's neat.
He's like...
Yeah.
How do I explain this? This guy is like a really cool concept on paper.
Right.
I'll bet you that cape looked fucking awesome. On paper.
Yes.
And I'll bet you his helmet looked fucking magnificent.
One.
On paper. And I'll bet you his chest armor was fucking sweet. On paper.
1.5.
Then they made that guy real. And they realized that doesn't always transfer to the real world.
That's actually one of the worst cases.
Kind of like trying to make. How do I put this? Can you imagine if they would have put Hawkeye in his actual costume?
It would have been hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, from what I've seen, we're about to see that with Scarlet Witch in one of the Disney Plus series.
He's going to wear the purple fucking big bell-bottom boots and fucking
I said Scarlet Witch
Wolverine mask.
No, Scarlet Witch will wear her actual original costume.
Later. How are they going to do that?
I did see a picture
of a Halloween special.
I actually did see a picture of Elizabeth Olsen in the original Scarlet Witch suit, and actually
with the faceplate.
Yeah,
and actually has the faceplate.
It actually looks pretty good.
I'm gonna have to go look that up. That's interesting.
I would guess the episode is during a Halloween thing or something.
Something, I think so. Something like that.
Fucking Nick.
Nick, we're doing an episode. Shush.
Shut up, Nick. Try to record, bitch tits.
This guy gets a 2.4. It would have been cooler if they... If
oh,
they,
my God.
That one was me telling him to shut the fuck up. I'm telling him that it's Free Advice Friday. And as your lawyer, you need to shut the fuck up.
Give
to be
guy,
fair...
Give that guy a, like, 1.5.
To be
I was
fair,
not
he is in a different time zone.
Okay, so, yeah, I know. Who did I miss? Because I got a 1, a 1.5, and a 1.5.
Who's Nick?
Who did I miss?
I gave it a 1, so...
I said 2.4.
Ah, that's what I'm missing, then. Is Shane's 2.4.
That's not a writer.
That's a monster
1.6.
Guy.
1.6. Yeah, that's a monster guy.
That
moving
is
on.
Not a... And if he is a writer, that's actually quite amazing.
Okay, we are going to Zangetsu.
Oh, is this the last folder?
This is...
Zangetsu
Jimba
Melon. What the fuck was that?
Done!
What the fuck? Why?
Ugh!
Because he saw all the folders.
Because I got excited. I was like, yeah, this is it. Fucking folders and folders again. God damn it.
Nope. Here's this guy. I like this
looks
guy.
Looks like a figure.
He's really hard to... I don't know. I think that's a guy in a suit.
Yeah, it's a guy in a suit. As far
yeah,
as I
that's
know.
A guy. That's what we got.
Now they're saying toy.
Maybe
that is a toy.
His arm right here.
Yep.
Okay, fuck this guy. Let's go on to Kachidoki.
Oh. I was told that we gotta wait for the green guy of this dude.
Okay, I'm not...
The other...
I think I like the color scheme on the other guy more.
Yes, but this is a solid second.
Yes.
I can think I have five.
This guy might have a better helmet than the other guy.
He does. He does. Easily. This guy's going to get a 4.9 for me. Not quite as good as the other.
Yeah, let's... 4.7. I'll sit there.
And what'd you say, Shane?
4.9.
4.9, okay.
Yes, this guy is...
4.5.
Okay.
This guy's really solid.
I'm at a 4.6.
So. We all gave it a real good score, so...
Right.
He didn't win, but damn, he came close.
4.675.
Melon.
Fucking three.
White.
Three.
White Ranger.
Oh, man. I'm moving up to a 4.
4.1.
I really like this color scheme, even though it's simply a recoloring.
3.525.
It might be the white. All his white offsets everything about it, and it tends to make him pop really hard. Boudou or whatever. Boudou. Okay, now I'm back to giving threes.
Cool, three.
I agree on that one.
3.2.
Fucking.
He's got the gun.
Nick, just Boudou.
Okay, so everybody in agreement it's a three then? Okay, cool. Fuck the basic math.
There's that one. That's three. A three.
And Nick said hi, everybody, because I told him that he's coming through because he's hooked up to your fucking computer. He's like, oh, hi, everybody.
Yeah, three. I'm sticking with the base.
Yeah, I'm at a three.
Two.
Okay. Okay, we're going to be looking at a mango.
2.5.
That's not a mango.
Three.
Is it? It
yes,
might be. Okay, three.
Yeah, that's a three.
Shit.
Nope. Got to think.
2.5.
Okay.
Now, kill it like the rest.
2.875.
Okay, Suka.
Oh. Obviously, that's a freaking toy.
Yep, hell no. Rider. Decade. Here it comes.
Video game.
Dude. Forza.
Yeah.
Oh, Crash Man Rocket. Give him a three.
Yep.
3.125.
Kabuto.
Game.
Let's do Watermelon.
Walter Melon.
3.5.
Okay. He's the only dude I have seen. Well, we might have seen one other guy. No, everybody we've seen that's watermelon has been that big giant dude. He's the only one to have the watermelon scheme on a different armor that I can think of that we've seen in this entire series.
Oh, shit. The shield has a Gatling gun on it.
Yes, it does.
Nice.
For when you need to block
and
shoot.
I'll move to a four on this one.
Four.
It's a gun shield.
3.75, moving on.
Cool.
There's only one more full.
Sengatsu Shin. Agito.
Game.
Nope, fuck him.
Two more.
Melon Energy.
Oh,
okay, this guy we get.
3.9.
3.5.
I really like that helmet.
Yes.
The helmet's sweet.
Three. You know what? Actually, 3.5.
Yeah, 3.5.
It's not just a point.
I believe this is the last one.
Hold on.
Yep.
Fucking phone, stupid. There we go. 3.6.
Bam.
Technically, it's my fault because of the shitty case.
Okay, let's go to other.
No.
Cherry
no.
Energy.
I knew that one was coming.
That's a toy. Fuck him. Dragon Energy.
That's a toy.
Toy. Fuck him. Lemon Energy. That's a toy. Fuck him. That's Peach Energy. Toy. Fuck him.
Yep. Yay! Finally.
And
that is everybody.
That's them.
And we are at noon o'clock.
We finished another rider. We only have a couple left, and we will be in Lost Galaxy. It'll be time to watch a series again. It'll, of course, be broken down 15 episodes at a time so that we can talk about it, because we talk about that whole series. Now, this is still, we're still early enough. This is 50-episode series, isn't it? Something like that.
Roughly.
Because later on, we're going to move into the times when it's just a 20-episode series. Those are going to be helpful because we can literally knock a series out in a single go.
Hold on. Let me read Netflix. It's me.
Are we doing another episode? Right.
Not right now, but like that for a good
one. No, I don't think so. It's 12:07. Normally, here's the thing. I would say yes because I'm still fine to do it, but I have Gwen. I didn't think I would have my daughter. My daughter.
We'll need to go get some lunch too.
So yeah, that changes my aspect.
They added Beast Morphers to Netflix. Sweetness.
Yeah, no.
No, that means we can keep fucking reviewing.
Yeah.
Okay, now then, Lost Galaxy is...
Wow. Shane's response to Beast Morphers was really good.
No, it's only 45.
Oh, 45? Yeah, so we do it 15 at a time.
Yep.
That's 15, 15, that's 30, 15. Three episodes, we knock the entire series out.
Yep.
That'll be fine. So we'll finish Riders, then we'll watch that show 15 episodes at a time, knock them out.
Then we move on to Bill's favorite series, Light Speed Ludicrous.
Okay.
And luckily, it looks like there's not too many two-parters, so we should be good to go on that, too.
Neat. All right, well, that was this episode.
Ready to get out of here?
Yep. Bye.
Oh, my. That was my mistake. Whoop. Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.